For most of the years since its independence, the former Soviet Republic of Uzbekistan has escaped the ethnic and religious violence that's plagued neighboring Afghanistan, where the militant Islamic Taliban controls much of the country. Uzbekistan's authoritarian president, Islam Karimov, has used the rise of the Taliban in Afghanistan as an excuse to crack down on any opposition. In the second part of our series about the effects of the Taliban on South Central Asia, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports that President Karimov's grip on Uzbekistan may be weakening.
Tashkent has always been a safe, quiet place when compared to other large cities of the former Soviet Union. A ruthless and highly effective security apparatus has helped keep it that way. But a month and a half ago, President Karimov's carefully choreographed image of a tranquil Tashkent was shattered in a single day by six bomb blasts throughout the city. 16 people were killed, 130 more were injured. One of the blasts occurred at the Council of Ministers building just minutes before Karimov was scheduled to arrive. He rushed to the scene and, in a live televised address from the site, vowed to punish those responsible and accused Islamic fundamentalists of being behind the attacks.
We have enough strength to stamp out all these actions, and not only to put those scoundrels where they belong, but also to cut off their hands. I want our people to know this. If necessary, we shall cut off hands.
Today at 06 hours, 55 minutes, General Boris Gromov, the commander of the limited Soviet contingent in Afghanistan, crossed the bridge which divides Afghanistan and the USSR.
Ever since the Soviet withdrawal from Afghanistan in 1989, the leadership here has feared a fundamentalist threat from the south. Last year, an ascendant Taliban routed local opposition in the north of Afghanistan and positioned itself on Uzbekistan's doorstep, just across the Amudarya River that forms the border between the two countries. Alarmed, President Karimov rushed reinforcements to the border. Diplomats in Tashkent disagree on the threat posed by the Taliban. Some say it represents a danger not only to Uzbekistan, but to all the Central Asian republics. Others say Karimov knows the Taliban does not pose any real military threat. Almost all agree on one thing. Karimov is using the threat of fundamentalist Islam to eliminate any religious activity not sanctioned by the state. Cassandra Cavanaugh is with Human Rights Watch.
In the last year, the government has drastically increased the number of arrests of people, mostly young men, men of all ages, associated with independent imams, mosques, and Islamic religious organizations that it does not consider trustworthy or government-sanctioned. The azan, the call to prayer, can no longer be broadcast over loudspeakers. The government has a monopoly on the production and importation of all religious literature. We have reports of over 900 mosques being closed down.
Most of the government's actions have been focused here, in the Fergana Valley, the most densely populated region of Uzbekistan, and the agricultural heartland, where farmers ready their fields to plant watermelon and other produce that will find its way to markets all over the former Soviet Union. Farming is one of the few ways for Fergana residents to make money. Jobs here are scarce. By some estimates, the unemployment rate is a staggering 80%. The religiously and socially conservative Fergana is a long way from the capital, Tashkent. It is also seen as the center of Islamic revival in the region. Here in the central market in Namangan, women wear traditional robes and headscarves instead of the miniskirts and high heels you find in the capital. Western music is out, more traditional music is in. Until recently, many men here sported long beards as a sign of piety. Few beards can be seen on the streets these days. They are an invitation to harassment or arrest by government security forces. Just over a year ago, several policemen were killed here by what the government says were Islamic extremists. The government response was swift. Mass arrests, the closure of Namangan's main mosque, and the imprisonment of the mosque's imam for allegedly preaching anti-government sermons. Hajjaj Abdul Ahad, a senior foreign ministry official in Uzbekistan, defends the government crackdown.
Those people were not spreading the best sides of religion. They were against our policies and our government. And of course, in such conditions, we had to isolate those people. Unless we change the soil, those seeds can grow up, and there can be an even bigger threat, and it will be an eternal problem.
Independent journalist Shukrat Haramov says the seeds that the foreign ministry official refers to are being nurtured by President Karimov himself. By eliminating any real democratic political opposition in the country, he says, Karimov has removed any hope of real dialogue with his political opponents.
The violence is a result of getting rid of the political opposition, even loyal Islamic opposition in the Republic of Uzbekistan. By forbidding or restricting the existence of political opposition here, we are encouraging the rise of Islamic fundamentalism.
Another factor which may encourage the rise of Islamic fundamentalism is Uzbekistan's economy. President Karimov's attempts at economic reform have failed to produce sustainable economic growth, and after an initial flurry of interest, foreign investors are now keeping their distance. Political scientist Tahir Tahirov.
I would warn that that the situation here will be quite difficult unless economic problems are solved, social problems solved. Because if economic social problems are not solved, that might bring to much more social conflict and instability.
Cleanup crews are all but finished removing the debris from the February bomb blasts, but the atmosphere in the capital, Tashkent, remains tense. There are more security personnel on the streets than usual, and a roundup of people associated with the banned democratic and religious opposition is underway. And in the past few weeks, there have been several new incidents between security forces and their opponents that have left more than a dozen people dead. No one knows for sure who is behind the bombings and the most recent violence. Islamic extremists, disgruntled former government officials, the Russian mafia, all these theories and more are making the rounds in Tashkent. This much, however, is certain. President Karimov's absolute control is no longer absolute. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Tashkent.